You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool.
We having fun yet, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the show. All right, it's October 26th, a couple of days shy of Halloween, but we're on the money for the Political Cesspool's 9th anniversary. It was October 26th, 2004. I took mic in hand, and little did I know what an impact we were going to have. But let me tell you something, folks, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and you know it, especially if you're one of our contributors. You know, it's true, we're in the top 10 most listened to shows in the country during our live time slot. 2%, though, we did the math on this. 2% of our audience has contributed, or our regular contributors. 2%. Man, I tell you what, though, it's that 2% that makes it all possible. But we love everybody just the same. Everybody that's tuning in and learning and coming around, we get emails every day from around the world. Got one last week, Eddie, as you remember, from Panama. Eddie Miller, by the way, in the studio now with me. I'm James Edwards. Wow. 9 years and so much has changed, all for the better. We come under attack, but you know what? If we weren't doing a good job for the right cause, that's what gets you under attack. Doing the, you know, advocating for a just cause, doing what's right. That's what gets you attacked by anti-American groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's what gets you labeled all of these ridiculous terms by anti-Christian zealots. If we weren't getting attacked, we wouldn't be doing our job. Because we're attacked, you know we're sincere. And folks, we have made memories together. Short of being a husband and a father, this radio program is a close third. My all-time greatest achievements, I'll tell you what. Man, we have had some good times together, and the good times continue into the future, hopefully for many years to come, so long as the support remains out there. We gave you a little bit of a background on the program in the very first segment of the first hour. We had a great first hour, by the way, with Keith Alexander. We gave you a few of our favorite guests, Jared Taylor, Sam Dixon, Richard Spencer, Roger Devlin. They were all together in Washington. They thought they'd all call in and just pass the phone around. That's what they were doing there at the Ronald Reagan Building, where the NPI conference was being held. Before we welcomed them on in that first segment of the first hour, I was giving you a little bit of background on the show, which really started in 1999 with my own political evolution, watching Pat Buchanan. And I think I traced the development of this show all the way up until 2005, and a lot happened that first year. Think of how hard it was, folks, with a small audience at that time and no funding whatsoever. How hard it was to stay on the air. It's like being delivered by your mother and being left in a dumpster. That's what we had to grow from. And I was putting in, Eddie wanted me to share this with you. I couldn't do this now as a married man with a mortgage and a child, but I was putting in several hundred dollars a week to keep this show on the air in the early going. I don't think I ever will recoup that money, but that's okay. Anyway, I traced the evolution up to 05. A lot happened that first year. It was really touch and go. We're going to get to Eddie. It was a big step forward after we saved the Confederate parks in Memphis for a completely unrelated cause. We actually brought in some people who met with the government of the city of Memphis, and we were in the boardroom that day when they did it. It was Clean Fuels Technology. We were trying to get all the buses in Memphis to run on this ethanol-based fuel. And because of our efforts to do that, the city of Memphis awarded us with a certificate of recognition for outstanding contributions to the community. They also named me an honorary Memphis City Councilman, what they would give to take away those awards now, I'm sure. But we are an award-winning show. We've got those two awards framed and hanging in our studio this evening. But it really took off for us, I think, in the spring of 2006. That was when I first was listed as an official hate group leader for administering the political cesspool. I'm going to read you. I remember when the NBC affiliate in town called me and they wanted an interview. And I went to Bill Rowland for counsel on how to respond. I mean, my first reaction, keep in mind, this was only a year into our run. I wasn't nearly as seasoned as I am now. And I was like, man, we just need to apologize and get him off our back. And he says, you do that and the show's over. You do that and you will never have any credibility with the people you're trying to lead. He said, this is what you need to do now. It's your decision. You're the head of the show. It all comes down to what you want to do. But what I would advise you to do is embrace this. The Southern Poverty Law Center is a bunch of communists and civil rights hustlers. They list everybody on the hate group that stands up for Christ and country and for their people. You need to embrace that. And I had a big decision to make. And let me read the official story as it appeared on the NBC affiliate here in Memphis. A Memphis radio talk show gained national attention Thursday, this was again back in March of 2006, after being added to a hate group watch list. The political cesspool broadcast out of radio station WLRM. The program got dubious national recognition from the Southern Poverty Law Center, who has called it a hate group. James Edwards, the host of the political cesspool, says he is ecstatic that the show will soon be listed on the Hate Watch list, a group that he calls a bunch of communists and civil rights hustlers. Those would have been in the words of Bill Rowland coming out of my mouth. And I went on to say, I don't think you've arrived in the conservative movement until you've made it to the Southern Poverty Law Center's Hate Watch list. A spokesperson told Action News 5 that the political cesspool is comprised of white supremacists. The owner of WLRM said that the political cesspool has never received any complaints. That was the first story when we first got national recognition. It was a white knuckle moment. Until you've been in that position, folks, you can say, well, I know what I would do. I would say this. Until you're in that position, until your family's threatened, until you have to make a choice, you don't know what you would do. Let me tell you, that's the truth. 99 people out of 100 duck and run, which is my gut reaction. But I made the decision not to do that. Not because Bill Rowland told me to, or that's what I should do, but because he was right. And I came to the conclusion that he was right, and that became my philosophy. And we drew the line in the sand there that we would not be cowed. The motto of this show forevermore would be no retreat, no surrender, no apologies. And then from there, the outreach and the effectiveness of this show exploded. We began welcoming guests like Pat Buchanan, who appeared for the first time in the fall of 2006. He's appeared every time he's released a book since then. He's even defended this show on National Public Radio. April of 2007, I got my first appearance on CNN. For a short time, there was a regular contributor to CNN, of all places. Who would have thought that that would have ever happened? And then we got picked up by Republic Broadcasting, which is where I met Sam Bushman in the summer of 2008. Then in the spring of 2009, I joined Liberty News Radio, and the rest was history. Once we got nationally syndicated, this thing exploded. And we're going to talk about that when we come back, folks. Stay tuned. It only gets better.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. That number again, 801-216-4816.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Ow! Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. Sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood.
All right, that's a fellow Memphian right there, Sam the Sham, Domingo Samudio by his birth name. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, hey. One Memphis celebrity to the other, right, Pappy? The Bombardier Miller in studio with me. Folks, we've been tracing the history. How can you really trace the history of 9 years in 3 hours? We're trying to hit some of the highlights, brushing with broad strokes here, but we worked all the way up to when we were acquired by Liberty News Radio in the spring of 2009. And from there, folks, it truly did explode. Even I have a hard time remembering now. You know, when I was on CNN, and I remember CNN sent a car to me to my house to pick me up, to take me to the Memphis airport, and I was standing in the Memphis airport. This is the honest to God's truth. Waiting to board my plane to go to New York to do that first taping for CNN, which was a live episode. It was an hour-long special, and of all the people in the world, they chose me to be on it to talk about segregation. And as I was waiting in the terminal, they showed a preview for that evening's CNN special on segregation. And I wanted to turn to the other people that were going to be on that flight with me. It's like, I'm going to be on that show. You see that commercial? That's me they're talking about. But, I didn't because I'm not that type of guy. But I was like, wow, this thing that we're doing here on the radio has really gotten big. And I remember arriving in New York, and they had a limousine waiting for me. They took me to my hotel, which was in Times Square, and it was just, you know, five-star. Getting to the CNN studio that night, and, you know, they had the makeup people waiting for me, and it was just, how in the hell did this hobby ever turn into something so profound and so serious? And from there, it just, you know, it went everywhere, and we got picked up by Sam Bushman. Man, what a role. We're going to talk to Sam later in the show, but what a role he's played in this show, but from 2009 on, it really, really has gone far. And it's easy to remember, you know, the CNN experience, because that was our first taste of really celebrity big time treatment. But even I forget now at all the things, you know. Listen, this show has been covered by Sean Hannity, Keith Olbermann, Rachel Maddow, so many national television personalities. Over 250 newspaper and magazine publications have written stories about the political cesspool. And I'm not talking about, you know, unknown, anonymous, small-town papers. We're talking the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times, who dispatched a reporter to Memphis just to meet with us, the London Times, the Toronto Sun, Newsweek magazine, on and on and on. International reporters from Die Zeit in Germany and Le Journal du Dimanche in France have come to Memphis, flown overseas just to meet with us and write about our work, because it is so unique. And what they say isn't always favorable, but we are making news. And sometimes it is objective. Sometimes it's hit pieces. Sometimes it's subjective. But nevertheless, we're making news. We've been written about in best-selling books on the New York Times list. I've written a book, had the opportunity. Racism, Schmacism made a big splash in 2010. Late-night comedy shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live have done skits on our interviews. Hollywood can't even ignore the political cesspool. We've been covered by an assortment of gossip publications. Shows like Entertainment Tonight have covered our commentaries and issued to us interview requests. Warner Brothers, the movie studio, emailed us asking for our help, wanted our assistance in helping them promote the re-release of the movie Gods and Generals, which was a Civil War epic. Howard Stern's talked about us. National Public Radio. I've spoken at the National Press Club. And our growing list of on-air celebrity guests continues to help us bridge the gap between respectable conservatism and our more muscular brand of politics. And you put it all together, folks, and it adds even more legitimacy and credibility to our message and that the mission of the show. You know, certainly the show was built to accommodate guests like Jared Taylor and Sam Dixon and Richard Spencer and all the guests you've come to know and love. But when people like Gary Sinise, one of the biggest heavyweights in Hollywood, when he has his people, as he did last week, issue to you requests to appear on your show, folks, they will not suppress the truth much longer. We truly stand on the edge of forever changing the perception of pro-white activism. We're going to make it fashionable again. We're going to make it contemporary again. This show has done more to do those things over the course of the last 9 years than any other organization, even though we work in cooperation and partnership with many of them. What we're doing here, thanks to your support, is absolutely unprecedented. We don't make money. We barely make enough to stay on the air. But in staying on the air, all of these things have been made possible. You know, our listeners, we're a 100% listener-supported show. We are renewed every 3 months. We have quarterly fundraising drives that keep our show on the air. And it seems as though each quarter, in other words, every 3 months, when we have these quarterly fundraising drives, we make just enough to keep the wheels rolling. We never make enough to put some back for a rainy day. We always have just enough to get by. If that isn't divine providence working through our audience and our contributors, I don't know what is. But by the way, folks, speaking of that, those who contribute $100 or more tonight, before the end of the show, you only got an hour and a half left. If you contribute $100 or more in celebration of our anniversary tonight, you're going to get a piece of the slate roof, the original roof of Jefferson Davis's home in Biloxi, Mississippi. You're going to have a chance to own an authentic piece of Confederate history, the original slate that covered and sheltered the head of the only president of the Confederate States of America. Folks, to me, that's like owning a brick from the Roman Colosseum or a slab from the pyramids of Giza. We got that slate for contributing to the relief effort of Beauvoir, which was Jefferson Davis's home, as it was destroyed nearly by Hurricane Katrina. We aided the relief effort, and they gave us some of the original tile that they had to replace. We got the original. We got a few small pieces left, $100 or more tonight. And You can have that, but it's got to be done before the end of the show. We're going to quickly go to a call, and then we're going to work on Eddie the Bombardier Miller and Winston Smith and so many people that have worked on this show and behind the scenes before the remainder of the program runs out. Chris from Alaska, thanks for joining us tonight on our birthday. All the way up in Alaska, what can we do for you?
Well, happy birthday, James.
Thank you, my friend.
I wanted to say I was thinking about this last week. I called, and you know, too often as paleo conservatives, we're kind of portrayed as Debbie Downers who are always complaining about stuff and how things were always perfect back in the day, and if we just turn back the clock, everything would be great. And there's a quote, I think it's from G.K. Chesterton, about we don't love the sword for its brightness, but that for which it defends. And that's what when I think about the show, I think about that you do the show because you love Christianity and Western civilization and the South and the white race and the United States Constitution and your family. And that's why this show is important. Only when you make the distinctions between what's good and what's bad. You can't love the South and not love the black contribution to the South. But if you don't make a distinction between the black and white contribution to the South, it's just this muddy mess and you don't know anything about it.
That's why
this show is so great.
What you're talking about, I hit on in my television, when I taped for this television series, I hit on that a couple of weeks ago. I can't wait for this to come out in a few months when everybody gets to see it. I think I knocked it out of the park, and I draw upon some of what you're saying there, and you're exactly right. What we're standing up for, what we're advocating for, is healthy and righteous and correct, and it's forward-thinking, as Richard Spencer said, and I believe our best days can still be ahead of us. Hey, the people that produce Mozart and Edison are not going to go out silently, not as long as people like me and Keith and Eddie and all of our audience and Winston have a thing to say about it. We're going to take a break. Thanks for calling, Chris. We'll be back with more right after this.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
I just had a memory. Wow, that was strong. We're actually playing, of course, Halloween songs. It's almost Halloween. We're playing Halloween songs at the top of each segment here as we celebrate that great European tradition that is Halloween, in addition to celebrating our birthday 9 years ago tonight. We went on the air at the Political Festival Radio Program for the first time ever. How proud am I to have played a role in that with all the other great hosts that have come and gone, and the people behind the scenes in the audience. But listening to that song, the last time Bill Roland ever appeared live on the Political Cesspool was a year ago tonight, the anniversary show of last year. He appeared in that segment because I made a joke saying we're playing each song in the same order that they were played last year. And I said, hey, Bill, you know, I wanted to play a little Rocky Horror Picture Show song for you because I know you're such a fan of that movie. And he joked about how the Rocky Horror Picture Show has no place with the Political Cesspool. I had an appendectomy a year ago and a week. And so it had been, I guess, 53 weeks ago. I had an appendectomy and Bill Roland guest hosted for me while I was in the hospital. Then he called back the following week, which would have been a year ago this week, for the anniversary show. That was the last time he was on the air, and little did I know it at the time that that would be, but of course he took a downward spiral and passed away in February. Wow. But yeah, that's true. So a year ago tonight would have been Bill's last time to be on the air, and we're going to talk more about Bill, and I want to welcome a great friend of Bill Roland's and of the show, of course. It was Bill Roland who introduced me to Winston Smith. When Austin Farley retired from the show in 2005, we were looking for a replacement. Bill Roland said Winston Smith should be considered, and well, the rest is history. Winston's been a co-host ever since. Obviously, he's not as involved as he once was since the loss of his hearing, but he still appears from time to time with the aid of a courtroom transcriptionist, and of course, he won't miss the anniversary special. Winston Smith, my friend, welcome back.
Thank you very much, James. It's an honor to be back, and happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you and to all the Cesspool listeners. It's been my honor and privilege, and I look forward to many more years. I've recently been chastised by numerous of my tennis friends to jump on you for not letting me back on the show more often, but I jump to your defense, James, and I say it's not you, it's me, so... You know, people are saying that I need to get more involved in the show, so there you have it. But happy anniversary to all the Cesspool family.
Well, and to you as well, my friend, and in front of God and our audience, I would like to say, anytime you feel squirrely, you just jump, and you're welcome here, because the contributions you've played have been instrumental, as well as that of Eddie Miller, Keith Alexander, and the hosts who are no longer with us, Austin Farley and Jess Bonds and Jeff Melton, who, again, the three of them, their contributions cannot be overstated. They all played a role, a significant role, in times of need in our early development, and, of course, that of our dearly departed Bill Rowland, the only member of the Cesspool family to have been called home by the Lord. Hey, it's a family here. Our audience is part of that family, and it's a one-for-all, all-for-one mentality. But with that familial bond also comes a little bit of good-natured hazing. Art Frith gave me holy hell for being so young when I was first starting in radio. Art was a seasoned and salty Navy veteran, and he had worked for Armed Forces Radio. So not only was he retired from the Armed Forces, he was had a career in broadcasting. And when I first started on this show, and he was our engineer and board op and producer, wow, he raked me over the coals, a lot of ribbing. And if anybody goes back to the early years and listens to some of those shows, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But no member of the Cesspool family has been spared that fate, including you, Winston. Now, you came on as a co-host, I believe, in late 2005. You served admirably for a while, and then you hosted your first show solo. And in order to help you, to help acclimate you to hosting a show solo, we thought it might be easier if we had a guest lined up for you. Do you remember that first guest?
Oh, how could I ever forget? I still have nightmares about it. Art Frith could not have planned a more fitting break into solo broadcasting than what you set up for me, what you and Austin Farley set up. Folks, James had called me and said, hey, Austin has his friend, and he really would like to be on a show, and you have time for him this evening? And I, of course, I have to say yes, but I said, sure, no problem. And James started telling me about this gentleman, and it turns out he was an exorcist. He was a lay exorcist. And at first I was rather shocked, but I immediately went into show prep mode or show revision mode, and I found some fitting music, which was the song Tubular Bells. And the gentleman came on the show, and James, that guy was creepy.
Winston
performed an exorcism on the air on Ted Kennedy. Had anything to do with Teddy's subsequent demise? Who knows? But he did the exorcism, and he schooled our audience. James, he told us how we can go about doing exorcisms wherever we are. He said you can do an exorcism while you're in the shower. It was quite entertaining, and at the end of it, I don't remember anything else about that evening, except thinking I am going to wring James's neck.
We joked last year when we recounted the story. I think it was that exorcism that killed Ted Kennedy.
Let's have the guy back on the show. We can take care of some other people.
I prepared. The reason I bring that back up, Winston, I prepared the best of James Edwards CD as an incentive for our third quarter fundraising drive, which was held in September. I was going through every show we ever broadcast to kind of pick some of my favorites. And in going through every show, I also found that show. And I think it was held in 2006 was when that show particularly was aired. But folks, you listen to that one. Yeah, just listen to that one if you want to really go back into the archives. But listen, it just goes to show we're fighting for not just a serious cause, but the most serious cause. But that's not to say that we can't have some good times as well, and some laughs, and God knows we've had them both in the studio and outside the studio. And I'm going to ask Winston to recount perhaps some of his favorite reflections that have occurred outside the studio. But first, let's get to one of our most generous contributors, a man from Arkansas, Brian in Arkansas, who's been waiting patiently to join us tonight in our celebration. Brian, thanks for all you do, and thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you, James, and a happy anniversary to you and the staff, the Political Cesspool is probably one of the best radio shows, or it is the best radio show on the radio.
Well, thank you for saying that, Brian, and I tell you, and I mean this, and it sounds as though we're just praising everyone tonight, but some people deserve it, and they're the people that are on this show, and I'm glad you called in, because there are very few that give more than you to keep this show on the air, and I want that to be known, and you deserve it. And again, we say it, and we don't say it facetiously. Every accomplishment we've ever garnered is a result of the benevolence of our audience, and you've been there from day one.
Well, James, it's a worthy cause, and it's worthy of my support, and I believe it is worthy of everyone's support. It's important work.
Well, you've given it, my friend. And let me just ask you very quickly. I know we're coming up rapidly on a break, but what about you? You've been listening. You never miss a show. I know that. Favorite guest?
Favorite guest, I would have to say Jerry Taylor.
Hard to beat. Hard to beat, Brian. We got to take a break, but thanks for calling in. Look forward to talking to you again soon. And we're going to take that break and come back with Winston Smith and Eddie Miller, who's waiting in the wings right after this. We're celebrating tonight. It's a party.
Right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned.
Welcome back, everybody. It's like I said in the first hour. It was, it was meant to be that our program be born on October 26th, so close to Halloween, because we have been spooking the guilty white liberals and respectable conservatives since day one. That continues to this day. We are a holy terror to them, and that will never change. Hey, listen, Eddie the Bombardier Miller is in studio. We're going to get back to Winston Smith in just a brief moment. Listen to how, you know, you want to talk about divine providence playing a role in the development and evolution of this show. I came to know Eddie Miller. I left a flyer on Eddie's house. Didn't even know he lived there. If it wasn't me, it was one of my campaign workers back when I was running for state representative in 2002. Eddie showed up at my campaign headquarters as a result of a flyer that was left on his door. And that's how we came to know each other. And we stayed in touch, and then when the show started in 04, we stayed in touch, and then I believe it was a little bit later. He wasn't originally a founding member of the show, but I knew him at that time, and he later became a regular co-host, and of course, he's been a mainstay ever since. But that's how we got to know each other, from a flyer left on his door, and he liked what I had to say in my campaign brochure. He voted for me. He was one of the 20%, the faithful 20. And that's how we got to know each other when I ran for state office, and that was back in 2002. And it just goes to show God has a plan. We might not see it at the time, but all of these things that you do in life that you might think are insignificant at a time can come together later in a very meaningful way. Eddie, wow. Where to start? I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week, your favorite guests, your favorite moments behind the scenes. We got Winston Smith on the line, and I know you're going to be with us for the remainder of the show going into the third hour, so we're going to give the majority of this segment to Winston, but talk about what it means to be part of the cesspool family, having worked with people like Bill Rowland and, of course, Keith and Winston, and those who are no longer with us, not because they've been called home like Bill, but because other things happened. You know, it's a volunteer militia here in the cesspool, Jess Bonds, Jeff Melton, Austin Farley. Talk about what it means to be a member of the family, and then we're going to get back to Winston.
First of all, I'd like to say, just pick a quick hello to Winston. And I remember the very first show that me and Winston did together, we were supposed to have a guest by the name of Jack McLamb call in, and I had messed up. I was doing radio, James. You remember, I gave him the wrong time. I forgot about Central Standard being different from Mountain. But anyway, me and Winston was there that night, and we had a pretty tough time. We were still new, but many, many great days with Winston out in the, I like what I call the bean field. What it means to me, I'm not as eloquent as Winston and Keith, but I find a camaraderie here, and I find a reinforcement with men, with fellow thinking men. We think alike. We have morals. I mean, you'd be surprised, people, how hard it is to find a group of people that is with beliefs, with character, that they will stand up and stick together and fight for. Young people today, so let's go someplace, for instance. A commitment means nothing to the majority of young people nowadays. They have no guidance. Their oar is broken. You know, their sails are broken. They're just wandering in the wind. They have no political beliefs. They have nothing they'll stand up for except for a football game, a school play. They have no racial identity, no religious identity. But we here at the cesspool, that would I couldn't make it without the guys here in the cesspool, James, with you, Winston, Keith, Bill, and God bless Bill. He was one of the greatest. But you guys recharge my batteries. It's kind of like a retreat. It's kind of like a fort. You go out and you fight and fight and fight, and you're getting just slaughtered, and you come back. You come back to these guys here, and they have the same morality I have. Not only that, not only do they have the same morality and same integrity, but they will fight. They will fight with you to the very end, and that's what I love about this place.
I want to toss that, having that being said, Eddie, and you're so right on. I want to toss that to Winston. Winston, elaborate
on what I believe, and you're certainly free to disagree with me if you will, but the hand that God has played, what are the odds that in a single city, those of us who have made this show would be brought together in totally separate and random ways, come together as one to build this show from the ground up, from scratch, and make it into a power player in American politics, one that cannot be ignored by our adversaries in the establishment press? They might not always like what we have to say, and many times they don't. But we are on an even keel with them, that there would be in the same city a Bill Rowland and an Austin Farley and a Jess Bonds and a Jeff Melton and a Winston Smith and an Eddie Miller and a Keith Alexander and then me, and that we would all come together and somehow, with the help of our audience, build this show. What are the odds, Winston?
Oh, well, James, the odds are incalculable, I think. When you look at the backgrounds of all the hosts, I can't imagine a more disparate group of people. We all have differing levels of education and different not only are our levels of education different, but our areas of expertise are so different. I think that the beauty of the cesspool staff over the years has been that we are truly a cross-section of white America. We represent every facet of America, of white America that you can imagine, except for the wealthy, that is, because there really is a... But by golly, James, it was... When I think of Jess and Bill and Eddie... by the way, Eddie, hi. And Stephanie says she loves you.
I love Stephanie, too, and love you, Winston. Now you can put that in the bank, fella.
Thank you. But James, it's just it's miraculous the way that divine providence has brought us all together, considering our backgrounds and our different church denominations, and somehow we have made it work. I don't want to think too highly of us, but it sort of reminds me of the way God's word came together. I mean, look at the people who wrote the content of God's word. There were fishermen, there were doctors, there was royalty, there were clergy, and yet they brought together something that was so monumental and has changed the face of history on earth. And like I said, I don't want to seem that I'm really comparing us to Holy Writ, for crying out loud, but just thinking about how different we all are, and somehow it has worked. And I truly believe, James, it's because we represent this country.
Well, we do, Winston. And again, when we all started, when it was all still ahead of us in 2004, 2005, 2006, who could have dreamed that we would have gotten and been the recipients of millions and millions of dollars worth of publicity? Publicity you would have never been able to buy if not for the fact that we spoke for a dispossessed majority who had no other voice in the mainstream media. And here we are 9 years later welcoming the likes of a Gary Sinise. And I mean, think about the guests we've had this year. Everybody from Martin Luther King's niece to Victoria's Secret's models and Gary Sinise, and then, of course, our mainstays, all without sacrificing any of our heartfelt ideology. Well, we have only a minute or two left, Winston, and since Eddie is in the studio now, I know in asking you one of your favorite behind-the-scenes stories, you might say some of the many times Eddie has been ejected from public meetings, but I know that's a story that Scoop Stanton would like to tell. You would probably like to remind the audience of the night Eddie took us to the casino.
Oh, James, that was, I will never forget it if I live to be 1,000. I had never seen such a thing, and my friends, in my years in the Navy, I visited numerous countries, and I've wined and dined in some very elegant and beautiful places. But Eddie took us all to the Gold Strike Casino, and we had a private room there, and we sat in the mahogany and the plush carpeting and the marble, and we had a dedicated wait staff, and the food was just so magnificent. I had surf and turf that night. And when they brought us in the amuse-bouche, which is a French word for amuse the mouth, it's kind of a mini appetizer, and it had some raw fish on it. And I was fortunate that
Nobody there but me ate sushi, and they all gave me their Amuse Bruces. It was a magnificent evening. Eddie, I've never forgotten that, and it's just one of the many, many things that endear you to your fellow cesspool staff. And I just wish that the audience could know you like I've come to know you as a friend and a brother and an elder brother at arms. Eddie, it's just been a real pleasure.
And Eddie was able to accommodate that lavish spread from all the comps that he and his wife had attained from gambling so proficiently down in Tunica. And, of course, you mentioned out the main event, Winston, which was when the Banana Fosters came in. We had the organ grinder and the monkey, and they were setting the food on fire in front of us. The maitre d' himself was in there to serve the cesspool staff. It all happened because of Eddie. Winston, I love you, brother. Listen, let's have you on far more often. It's not the same show without you. We got to take a break, but we look forward to you coming back on and being a regular contributor. We'll be back with the third hour. The party continues right after this.
The hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.